Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm broadcasting today from VOA Home Studios in Washington. It's great to be back with you again this weekend. I have got a wonderful lineup for your listening pleasure today. First, and as always, an awesome mix of tunes from across the continent. The playlist includes brand new releases, classics, and one vintage from the late 1970s. Second, Song of the Week. That comes in near the bottom of the hour and features a hot new Afrobeats release out of Nigeria. It's by Olamide, and Kwame Ofori joins me to present that. And last but not least, I have a very special guest. Her name is Stella Mwangi. This incredible singer, rapper, and entrepreneur is a Kenyan-Norwegian. She has a fascinating career and a fascinating life story, too. We had a virtual interview earlier this week, Stella in Oslo and I in Washington, and we talk about several things. Number one, how she made history with her hit song Habba Habba. Also about her music synchronization in Hollywood's TV and film industry and also in the console gaming industry. And we also talk about how Stella's coping with COVID and what new music she's got for us in 2021. So that's Stella Mwangi. Can't wait for you to meet her. But before kicking off, a big congratulations to the African laureates of the prestigious 2020 Prince Claus Awards. That's multimedia artist Ibrahim Mahama of Ghana, who was the principal laureate out of the seven in total. And also, congratulations to the Fendika Cultural Center in Addis Ababa, which is owned and run by dancer-choreographer Meleku Bele. So congratulations to you both. Now, let's get to the music. Out of Zimbabwe, here is Ja Preza with Mwana wa Mambo. True love always wins, he sings. This track comes off his latest album released earlier in the year, but its visuals just dropped November 30th. Mwana wa mambo akajenga kwana undu ananga ruva iri pavanzuri nombaya kana wa mubimba hobimba wa bolinzira nekuti hondo inouya uripo waganotora wekambeu yeumambo vajazo kufunza
Take
right, that was Ja Fraser from Zimbabwe. Hello, everybody. I am Heather, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa. I've got two songs for you next. Before getting to the first part of my interview already with Kenyan-Norwegian artist Stella Mwangi, we've got Brown Skin Girl by Beyonce and featuring several artists, including Wizkid, followed by a throwback from 1996, Shana, the late Sally Nyolo from Cameroon.
Brown Skin Girl, your skin just like pearls, the best thing in the world. No church for anybody else in your brown skin, girl. Your skin just like pearls, the best thing in the world.
I never church for anybody else singing.
She says she really grew up poor like me. Don't believe in nothing but the Almighty. Just a little jeans and a pure whitey. She never dreamed forever be nobody wifey. Yeah. She well, I mean, I'm pretty, but your heart is a mess. Play you like a villain, cause she caught in a way. Tonight, I am walking away. 9 to 5, mine and I grind. Tonight, I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down. Can't let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fights it by falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. Your back against the world. I never trade you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing in all the world. I never trade you for anybody else.
A trophy when Naomi's walking. She need an Oscar for that pretty dark skin. Pretty like Lupita when the camera's closing. Trip broke 11 when my Kelly's rolling.
I think tonight she might pray her brave. Melanin too dark to throw her shade.
She minds her business and winds her waist.
Go like 24K.
Okay.
Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down. No one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fighting but falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never tried you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. The best thing about the world.
Have you looked in the mirror lately? Wish you could trade eyes with me.
Because there's complexities in complexion,
but your skin is glow like diamonds.
Dig me like the earth, you be giving birth to everything alive, baby, know your worth.
I love everything about you, from your nappy curls to every single curve, your body natural.
Same skin that was broken, me the same skin taking over.
Most things are to focus. When you're in the room, they notice you.
Cause you're beautiful. Ooh. Yeah, you're beautiful. Ooh.
Them and them gon' fall in love with you in all of your glory. Your skin is not only dark, it shines and it tells your story. Keep dancing, they can't control.
Chanel, he's doing a majanga, yeah, Buddha, yeah, see.
la mungu anatuchilia mboya mo amuyu majemu mungu anamungu akura majemu mungu anambumu oktara majemu mungu anashana waliyo shana waliyo amuyu majemu mungu anamungu akura majemu mungu anambumu oktara majemu mungu anashana waliyo shana waliyo
in Africa.
All right. Hey, guys. You just heard Shana by Sally Nyolo, and before that, Brown Skin Girl by Beyonce and featuring Wizkid. I hope you enjoyed those. This is Heather, and now it is time to get to the first part of my interview with Stella Mwangi. It was recorded earlier this week. I here in Washington and Stella in Oslo. Hello, Stella. How are you?
What's up, Heather?
So you're in Oslo, Norway?
Yes, in the ice cold Oslo right now. And so I've been in Norway since 1992. So it's almost 30. What? I don't even know how many years that is, but yep.
I want to revisit the past for just a minute before I ask you about what's happening in your life right now, because I know you have a lot of projects and creative works happening. But let's revisit the past, because in 2011, as you know very well, you made history with your song and your music video and your performance, Habba Habba. So let's take a listen to that for a few minutes. We'll come back and I want to ask you how that has changed your life.
When I was a little girl, my grandma told me that I could be just anything that I wanted to. When I was a little girl, my grandma told me that I could be just anything that I wanted to. She said that everything I work for, everything I wish for, everything I look for, it is right in front of me. Everything I work for, everything
that song still, it's so precious to me, you know. It's so dear to me because those are wisdom words from my grandparents, yes, from the elders in my family, saying that, because I've always been someone who always rush things, you know, and they've always been like, just take step by step by step. Mm-hmm. And before you know it, you know, your glass is already full, you know.
Yeah, so that song was from your second album,
yes,
back in 2011. Well, you made history with Eurovision Song Contest, and you were the first Black woman, as an African woman, as a Kenyan woman, to be singing in the contest in an East African language, right? And you were it was the first time that Norway had an African woman representing Norway.
You know, I came here with my family in 92 as a political refugee. They hadn't seen so many, you know, foreigners at all. So I was going through the hardest time of my life. But the most beautiful thing is that this contest, they're actually, you know, it's people voting. And in my year, it was like a record of how many people were voting because, you know, Norway really proved the rest of the world that, you know, music, it's not about color, it's not about any of that. It's about the feeling that you're giving to and the honesty that you're giving to. And that was just history.
Okay, so now you've met Stella Mwangi and you know how she made history. There's more of this interview coming up, but first, let's slow it way down for a few minutes and chill out to this smooth new tune out of Ghana by an independent artist who sent me his track and also this greeting.
What's up, beautiful people? This is Biko, and my new single, Saint Kwan, featuring Famia, is out on all streaming platforms. Saint Kwan simply means just like this or just like that. In the song, I'm talking about how lovers should do what works for them and not what they've seen other people do.
When we did together, and you didn't quite understand me, and she would be a sad, that don't seem quite. Yes, you see, I soon what they're free, my kumemu. Quintia, you must see, and call the book, or same quite, say. This time, what's not the best? Yeah, the men who go beyond the
Yes, I'm a buffer, my hood, I'm a mess. Kakran, kakra, tete, the end, no matter how you do, no one ever will. Afra, kume, forever, my babe. No one mean to me, I guess I'll give you the Afra, kume, forever, my babe. Oda, sama, oda, sama, yeah. Me pawa, sama.
Good. Okay, so back to my interview now from earlier this week with Stella Mwangi. If you're just tuning in, hey, I'm Heather Maxwell, and this is The Voice of America. If you've ever wondered how musicians make money, this interview, which is a total of about 8 minutes, so settle in, is an eye-opener. Synchronization. Synchronization, guys. TV, movies, fashion shows, ads, console games. They all need soundtracks and good ones. Music videos, too. All right, so to the interview. Let's come to today now. What are you doing? I know you're active on dance. What is it called? I keep forgetting.
Just Dance.
Just Dance. You know, I don't do these video games, but it looks like fun.
Just Dance is such a cool, fun platform, you know, for me as an artist. Yeah, I mean, so I have the anthem song for Just Dance 2020, my Ito, and this is my second song with them because I had my first song with them in 2019 with a song called Not Your Ordinary, and it's such a cool track.
Riding in the city like the name is P. Diddy. Still getting popping with my girl since a kitty. I see you checking up on me like you needy. I shake my thing, make them yap in Swahili.
So they approached me again last year. They're like, okay, we need something. You know, that will represent, you know, the new age we're going to. And that is, you know, Africa is really being put into light right now in terms of the music and the culture, fashion, everything. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. So I wrote Maito. Maito means our truth. And Maito also means our mother. Because I was like, okay, if I'm going to look into the future of singing about, you know, where I come from, then I want it to be the truth. So people are dancing to a very spiritual song. For those who know Kikuyu and Swahili. So Kikuyu is my native language.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's what I speak. And then Swahili is like the national language of Kenya.
Trade language. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I'm so happy that Just Dance, we're so hyped up, you know, for me to deliver my truth, you know?
Well, let's get to it. Let's pause and get to listening a little bit of that. We'll be right back.
Watakushukuru, Bwana, wafalme wote wa dunia watakushukuru. dropping hip hop, adopting my blade, chopping. No way I'm stopping the top, topping. I got the flavor. Tell your neighbor, Kini Moto, holy fire Moto, freeze them like a photo. See me hop on a face auto.
Well, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. In case you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Stella Mwangi from a pre-recorded video conference call from earlier this week. She in Norway and I in Washington, D.C. Now, what else are you doing? I mean, COVID, how is COVID there right now in Norway?
Ooh, it's happening? Big lockdown. It's a big lockdown. You know, I was supposed to be in L.A. this year, but I'm glad I didn't go. I'm glad I live, you know, we are in this time, 2020, because if this was 1995 without the internet speed and everything, that could have been a different case. Even though I'm not traveling, I can still work online and I have my studio at home. So it's the same, but it's a bit saddening though, seeing how much it's affecting the society, like my neighbors, people who are used to at least going to the cafe or restaurant to be social or the pub or whatever, you know, this activity. So that's very saddening to see how it is affecting the mental health, basically.
Are you composing new music during this time?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm always composing new music. It's just that I'm too stubborn to release it because I'm a perfectionist. So.
Oh, do you know why? I already know why. I didn't know you were a perfectionist, but I should have guessed because you're a Virgo.
Yeah.
I'm a Virgo, too. I saw your birthday. I was like, oh, okay.
I'm such a perfectionist, and that is like my new resolution for 2021. I want to go back to just like, you know, just whatever, releasing stuff. You know, it doesn't have to be whatever, because, you know, as an artist, we get a lot of pressure, especially me, since I'm not a newcomer, that, you know, the releases has to be like a multi-billion dollar release and all that stuff, while it can just be fun with me just releasing music straight from my studio or my living room, you know? Right. It's all about the entertainment in it. So that's definitely something that I want to do in 2021. Just, you know, feel free to just entertain. Because I think people want to be entertained right now, you know?
Yes,
no matter
they do.
What, you don't need those big budget things. And
when I say my checky, checky, you let them. They say the way I shake it, they never seen the same. So ebu songa songa, and watch me roga roga. Yo vile niko noma, utaenda kukubanga. Come take a looky, looky, come take a looky, yeah.
Are you affiliated with a label, I guess?
So what I do, what I've been doing for many years now, since the Haba Haba, I went into the synchronizing of music into TV series and movies in Hollywood. So that's how basically I live. I mean, I write music for that. So I have a deal over there in Los Angeles with Position Music, so shout out to them. In terms of my independent solo career, it is my own label. It's called Badili Akili, which is in Swahili, and it means new mindset music. So in 2021, I'm coming out with so much music that it's just been in my computer.
Oh, well, we've got to hear it. We've got to hear it, Stella. Speaking of hearing, though, so you say some of your music's synchronized and everything in Hollywood. Where could we hear or would we find your music?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, there's so many. Netflix, you have this series called Black Lightning. I have my music on, it's called Bad Moms Christmas Edition. I have it on, even you know this guy called Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, he gave me a shout out because I had music on his series called The Ballers. I have, you know, the runway show for Tommy Hilfiger. If you want to watch that, it's all on YouTube. Samsung in the Galaxy 8 or 9, I had the whole campaign song there. There's so many things. And then, like, this series called, what are they called? Because I don't watch reality shows. That is the thing. But there are many reality shows from the States where I have my music.
That is just really great. So you're writing the music, the lyrics.
I'm writing the music, and then I am performing the music. So I mostly do rap.
Okay. So who does all the production of your music? Who puts it together?
Good. So it's different producers, but, you know, my producer since I was 17 years old, and we still work together. He's called Tomro Girogsta. He's Norwegian. So big shout out to Rumbi. If he's not doing the production, he's doing the mixing and the mastering. And he's also the one that produced the Just Dance track for Maito. I obviously did the lyrics. And then, you know, the new tracks that are coming out, because I was in Los Angeles a lot last year, I think the whole of 2019, and I was working with big producers. Shout out to Brian Kennedy, to Nephew. Yeah, many of these cats, so...
This is Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hello, hello. Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Stella Mwangi and learned a thing or two about the music business, too. We will come back for one final word from her in the end hour. Well, it's a wrap, actually. One of her new songs to come out in 2021. But for now, we've got a whole lot more awesome music to enjoy. First, a new release out of France. Then, Song of the Week with Kwame, and then followed by a vintage Hausa tune from Nigeria, plus so much more. This is Cameroonian vocalist extraordinaire Charlotte Dipanda, featuring Singila with her new single, Cœur en Cage. My heart is caged.
Pour toi, je veux ouvrir la page. J'avoue, j'avais promis du repos à mon cœur. Mais toi, tu ouvres une nouvelle page, bébé.
Amour, je te promets d'être cette épaule sur laquelle tu peux te poser quand tout va mal.
Faudra me pardonner si je manque d'écoute. Fais-moi juste un peu la morale. Au nom du moulé, maman, Mila. Tu lis au moins comme un livre ouvert.
And this is the song of the week.
All right. Hello, Kwame. How are you doing?
Hey, Heather. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, song of the week this time around is Loading by Olamide. Let's listen to it. We'll get right back.
Oh, yes.
Loading. All right, so we're listening to Olamide's new, it's not a single actually, it's one track off of his new album called Loading. Now, I love this for a couple reasons. Kwame, one of the reasons is just the beat. Do you like the beat?
Oh, yeah, of course. When it comes to Olamide, it's all about dancing, jamming, and yeah, loading.
Okay, this is such a great song. Kwame, I've got one more question for you. You know, since you are Ghanaian and you often can understand this kind of West African English a little more than me, even though they're different, of course, from country to country and even region to region, all I understand in this song is I can't feel my face no more, I can't feel my legs no more. Do you understand anything else that they're saying?
Actually, no.
I can't feel my face no more. I can't feel my legs no more.
I think Olamide might be speaking Yoruba there. I mean, you guys, listeners, let us know what he's saying. But I can't feel my face, I can't feel my legs. That's typical Olamide dance till you can't feel your face and you can't feel your legs. And you provided that in Loading. So, of course, let's dance to it and jump.
Till we don't feel our face or legs no more.
There you go. She never see before.
Olamide with Loading, one of his brand new tracks off his album Carpe Diem. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Sante.
And that was
Song of the Week.
You got it.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Now for Vintage Time. Oh, yeah. This next vintage tune is from 1976 out of Kano, Nigeria. The singer is Mama Duka, and he is a beloved Hausa artist who passed away a long time ago, but whose music still touches many, many people to the core. One of my former colleagues, in fact, right here at VOA, literally transported back in time to his childhood when I played this song for him. He was smiling and laughing, remembering how all of the family and the neighbors would rush to gather around the radio at night whenever Mama Duka came on. He said he told such wonderful stories in his songs that there was really nothing better than to huddle around shoulder to shoulder at night and just listen. Now, this song tells the story of a woman who is a fool. She's a fool because she eats kebab every day instead of buying a good dress, says Duka. So the story goes, a merchant who sells dresses arrived at a woman's house, knocked at the door, And she opened, she loved the dresses, and she bought one, but she said, you know, I don't have any money today, but in 2 weeks' time, I promise I can pay you. So he lets her have the dress. He comes back 2 weeks later. She says, I'm so sorry, I still don't have the money. So the merchant and she are discussing, they're negotiating, trying to figure out, you know, what are we going to do? And a young boy selling kebabs happens to walk by, and the lady calls him right over, pulls money out of her panya, gives it to him, buys some kebabs. Now the merchant's complaining, and he says, you claim to have nothing, but you're buying kebabs right in front of me. She says, I'll pay you. I'll pay you. I promise. Just not today. The late Mama Duka with the traditional Hausa song extolling the value of saving and of buying things we need, like dresses, not what we want, like kebabs every day. All right, well, we've got two songs left, plus a final word from Stella Mwangi before saying goodbye. This one is No Beer in Heaven by Atongo Zimba from Northern Ghana. That was Atongo Zimba with No Beer in Heaven. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and here's a new one out of South Africa by Retabile Khumalo and featuring Master KG. Everybody, that was Nchilo Chilo, a brand new single by Retabile Khumalo. Now, time to wrap up the hour. We return to a final moment from my virtual interview earlier this week with Kenyan-Norwegian singer-songwriter Stella Mwangi. Here, she gives us a sneak sample of a song she plans to release right away in the new year 2021. Okay, so can you give us a little hint or a flavor of one of the songs that you are going to quickly reveal in 2021? You said this is your New Year's resolution, so let's get started.
Oh, my God. You know, the first track actually, oh, my God, there's so many. I don't even know where to begin.
Well, what's your favorite? What's one of your favorites?
Oh, my God. It's like asking who's your favorite child. I don't have children, but my sister have, and I don't think you know the favorite one, but... One song that I'm coming out with is called Long Way Coming. It's produced by a Finland producer. He's very young. He's called Aaron Salvatore. We have to look within, you know, because if you want to change the world, change yourself, you know?
And is that something else your grandma used to tell you?
Yeah.
Sounds like something grandma would say.
All of these things, you know, I love speaking to my elder in my family.
So can you give us a sample?
We come a long way. Got this shit the hard way, pushed heavy weight, hard due paid, so you know I don't play. In my living days, see me walking through heaven's gate. What's real, what's not, what's it gonna take? When you in the make, you make many mistakes. Lessons I learned, lessons I taught. The cost to get here is from the battles I fought. I come a long way since the old day, but some things still stuck in the old ways. Like the music never stops, still on play. Seen the DNA, never let it go to waste. Grown woman, strong woman I become. Don't put me in the wrong number, I'm the one. It's been a long run, take me to my seat. When you practice what you speak, roots run deep. Yeah.
Oh, that's so great. I did not think you were going to do all that. That was like a whole... Oh, I love it. I can't wait for that to come out. Please, hurry, right. February 2021. It's just around the corner. And if we want to follow you, how can everybody, you know, keep track of what Stella's up to?
Yes, it's Stella Mwangi everywhere. Stella Mwangi on Instagram, on Twitter, Stella Mwangi official on Facebook.
Stella. Thank you so much, Stella Mwangi. It has been a real pleasure.
Thank you so much, Heather. It's been my pleasure too. You have a nice time and we'll talk.
All right. And with that, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me this hour, and I can't wait to be with you again next week. A big thanks also to Kwame Ofori and especially to Stella Mwangi in Norway for that amazing interview. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on social media. You can go to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page, or group, to my Instagram, that's MTIA Maxwell, and also to Twitter at Music Time Africa. You know, get on there, you can message me. Send me or post me your own music if you're an artist, like the one Biko sent me earlier that I played at the top of the hour. And you'll also get updates, the latest music news, photos, and nearly 200 original video features. Videos of interviews with artists, like the one with Stella you just heard, and others like Oliver Mutukudzi, Umu Sangare, Revani. And also videos of other things like ethnomusicological analyses of spectacular songs like Jerusalemma. Also live performances and backstage access in venues around the world since 2012. As for this radio program, we broadcast live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On FM stations, we air twice, first at 15,500 hours, and then again at 20,500 hours universal time on Saturday and on Sunday. And on shortwave, we're live Fridays only once at 9,500 UTC, and then again four times throughout the day, Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22,500 UTC. Finally, you can always find this radio program online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.